You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold.
And we've been having such classic fall weather lately. I've seen some of those beautiful autumn leaves along with the blue skies. Have you? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to give us some tips on the best places to find nice fall weather. Also, a look back at the smoky summer we had. How smoky was it really? First, Cliff, let's hear the forecast.
Well, Bellamy, one thing we've noticed is that the morning temperature has really declined. A lot of these days, we're getting down to the mid-40s here in Seattle. But if you go into the rural areas, you know, the eastern suburbs or around Shelton, temperatures are dropping into 30s this week. A few people even had frost here in western Washington. And go to the other side of the Cascades, and a lot of places are getting below freezing. So we've definitely had a transition. Now, today is going to be a really nice day. You know, plenty of sun, a little bit of high cloudiness, temperatures getting, you know, back up into the 60s. But wait till tonight and tomorrow. A Pacific front is coming in, and that's going to bring some showers coming in tonight, and there'll be showers tomorrow. But here's the thing. The winds aloft are pretty westerly, which means that Seattle and probably down to Tacoma is going to be rain shadow in the lee of the Olympic Mountains. So I think we're only going to get a little bit of light rain most of the day tomorrow, but the mountains are going to get hit hard. I mean, there could be a few inches of rain in some locations on the western slopes of the Cascades. And if you want to escape rain altogether, just cross the Cascades. There'll be a really good rain shadow as you get down to Ellensburg and Wenatchee and Yakima down the other side. So tomorrow will be a showery day. And then I think later in the day, we could get a Puget Sound convergence zone developing somewhere between Seattle and Everett, where the precipitation could be heavier. Now, on Sunday, you know, we're going to have a transitional day. I think there'll still be some light showers around in the morning, but I think that'll back off. And so it'll end up being partly cloudy during the afternoon, and temperatures only getting up to around 60, 61. So, you know, cool, but once you get into the afternoon, I think it'll be pretty nice on Sunday. And then we have a ridge starting to develop as we get into Monday to Tuesday. So I think it'll be an improving trend after that. And then later in the week, some more showers. So we've definitely transitioned in temperature, but we're still way below normal in precipitation for the month.
And you mentioned that rain shadow. That's really the key to finding nice, crisp fall weather, right?
Well, this time of the year, you want to be on the opposite side of the mountains from where the wind is coming. And so right now, and really for the next week, the winds will be pretty westerly. So that means from the west. So that means you want to be in the east side of barriers like the Olympics or the Cascades. In those rain shadow areas, it'll be much drier. And this is a particularly fine time to go to eastern Washington. They've got a big north-south mountain barrier. And when the winds are westerly, the air just sinks down along the eastern slopes of the Cascades, and that really dries things out. So it's going to be absolutely beautiful there, you know, with temperatures getting up even into the 70s.
And now, what about the smoky summer we've had? You have been blogging about that this week.
That's right. You know, the question everybody asks is, how unusual was the smoke? Many people have never seen this kind of smoke in their lifetime. And I did a little bit of checking, and I could go to the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency site. They have observations of particles in the atmosphere that go back at least to around 2000. And one thing I can tell you is we've never in that period had a summer anywhere like this. I mean, this was clearly the smokiest summer we've ever had in terms of the maximum smoke and even the sustained smoke. The smoke came in and just hung around, you know, for like a week or two. So in terms of 2000, odd, no doubt about it. And then talking to people in my own experiences, I've never seen anything like it. So I think it's pretty clear that going back 50, 60 years, this is probably the smokiest summer we've had. We've had some smoky periods, but never sustained. But if you're really old, if you really want to go back in time, the beginning of the 20th century, there were many more fires back then. And we go back to, you know, 1890 to 1930, in that period, a lot more fires. We didn't put out fires then. And there's one fire in particular, the Yakult Fire in 1902. It was a big fire north of Portland, and the smoke came way into Seattle. And supposedly it was so smoky that the lights came on in the middle of the afternoon. That didn't happen this time. So I suspect that event and a few other big events in the early part of the 20th century produced more smoke than we had here this summer. But for anybody who's alive right now of a reasonable age, this was the smokiest summer you've ever experienced.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where mountains have feelings.
My people, the Lemmies, cast Rainier as the jealous wife of Mount Baker. And often on a clear day or a clear night, the mountain dresses in sparkling white and looks longing at Baker.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.